The Boulder County Sheriff's Office said in an update yesterday it could take several more months before the office can complete its investigation into the cause of the Marshall fire. In its statement, the Sheriff's Office said it could not share specific information regarding the open investigation, but investigators have been working with experts from around the country to analyze the evidence. The Denver Gazette and 9 News also reported yesterday that two businesses and a married couple named John and Jane Doe have filed a class action lawsuit against Xcel Energy, claiming the utility failed to maintain power lines, which created sparks that ignited the Marshall Fire. 9 News reports the two businesses named in court documents filed yesterday are Eldorado Enterprises, Inc. and Eldorado Liquor, Inc. According to the Denver Gazette, the lawsuit contends a witness captured video showing sparks flying from a malfunctioning power line near the Shell gas station in the Eldorado Springs neighborhood of Boulder County. The plaintiff's attorney told 9 News he has not seen the video referenced in the lawsuit, but said he believes it exists in the business surveillance tape that was turned over to the sheriff's office. An Xcel Energy spokesperson told 9 News the utility has not seen evidence that its equipment ignited the fire. For news on the NCAR fire, Boulder Fire Rescue announced late yesterday through Twitter that crews reached full containment of the fire. Fire officials did note that although the fire has been 100% contained, it does not mean that the fire is completely out because there may be interior portions that are still smoldering. The fire, which started last Saturday, burned 190 acres with no damage to structures and no reported injuries. Colorado lawmakers are aiming to combat unhealthy levels of air pollution and smog seen in the summer. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Governor Jared Polis and Democratic lawmakers are pushing a law package targeted at reducing air pollutants ahead of the smog expected in the summer of 2022. Polis told reporters that this bill package will be a major step forward. Colorado's ozone levels severely violate the Environmental Protection Agency's healthy air quality limits. Polis's eco package will save money and create jobs by encouraging ridership of electric public transit alternatives and installation of pollution-reducing technology for businesses across the Front Range. Legislators are seeking a $22 million investment to properly fund the package, which will ensure a cleaner future for Coloradans. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
A jury found 24-year-old Samuel Young guilty yesterday of second-degree assault and attempted manslaughter as a result of him shooting at a Jeep that was driving through a protest crowd on Interstate 225 in Aurora. The incident took place in July 2020 when a crowd of several hundred protesters demonstrating against police violence walked on the highway and blocked traffic. According to the Denver Post, shortly before the shooting, a driver in a truck took a sharp turn in front of the Jeep to stop it, damaging both vehicles, but the driver of the Jeep continued on, sending screaming protesters from its path. As the Jeep moved through the screaming crowd, Young fired 5 shots at it, with 2 shots hitting fellow protesters who incurred non-fatal injuries and 2 shots hitting the back of the Jeep. After pulling off the highway, the Jeep driver contacted police who did not criminally charge the driver. Prosecutors in the case claim the Jeep driver never intended to hurt any of the protesters and that Young's firing of a gun into a crowd was reckless, unreasonable, and criminal. Young's defense team asserted he reacted on instinct and fired in the defense of others and did not intend to hurt anyone. Young faces sentencing on May 17th. Denver runs out of its free supply of the overdose-reversing drug Narcan. KGNU's Emma Martinez has more.
Denver's supply of an opioid overdose-reversing drug, naloxone hydrochloride, often referred to as Narcan, has been completely drained because of supply chain issues. Since mid-February, the city of Denver announced to distribute naloxone for free to all consumers, and with the high demand for this drug, many orders were not accomplished. According to Rocky Mountain PBS and Courtney Mills, a marketing and communications specialist with the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment, DDPHE, concluded that since the supply of naloxone has not been filled, it is not in stock. In the words of the Drug Enforcement Agency, most opioid overdose deaths have occurred fentanyl, a synthetic painkiller that is almost identical to morphine but 100 times more powerful, used in the treatment of severe pain. A nonprofit advocacy group, Families Against Fentanyl, noted that from 2015 through 2021, fentanyl deaths increased by 1,000% in Colorado. This left individuals with a worry that their neighbors would experience a similar death, making it an urge to obtain naloxone to potentially save a life. This is Emma Martinez from KGNU.
Aurora's lawmakers voted along party lines this week in favor of a five-point plan they say tackles crime that has increased in this city and is the fault of the state legislature. The five-point plan, promoted by Councilmember Dustin Zabonic, prioritizes resources for law enforcement, mental health, youth outreach, and homeless camp mitigation. Progressives on the Aurora City Council called the plan redundant and disputed language in the resolution that blames state lawmakers for the increase in crime. Aurora, as well as Denver and other major cities in the United States, have reported increases in violent crime occurring within the past year. The Aurora Sentinel reports Zabonic's plan does not earmark any funds for law enforcement activities, but does signal support to expand the city's crisis response team, which responds to individuals experiencing a mental health crisis, and among other measures, aims to improve police data collection and adequately staffing the police department. Today's weather along the upper metro front range includes mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows in the upper 20s, low 30s. Tomorrow, it will be mostly sunny with temps in the upper 60s. The current temperature in Boulder is 43 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.